This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله It's the 20th night of Ramadan, subhanAllah. How quickly the month has gone. Next week, Friday, will most likely be the last day of Ramadan, if Allah so permits. And we really have these 10 days to go. And especially from tomorrow evening, the last 10 nights, begin. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would mention as the last 10 nights began, he would say to the Sahaba that now we really need to become serious. That whatever we were doing before, Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept, but whatever you have left, push yourself as much as you can. Because in these last 10 nights, there is a night that is greater than a lifetime of good deeds. And whoever captures that night in sincere salah, all his sins are forgiven. And we speak about these events of Qiyamah. Can we imagine standing and subhanAllah, one Laylatul Qadr can save you from eternity, you know, and enter you into Jannah for eternity by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, we make dua that we want goodness in this dunya, we want our rizq to be increased, we want health, we want a long life. All those decrees will be determined in these 10 nights. The budget of our lives are being determined in these 10 nights, and we have the opportunity to make tawbah, to make istighfar, to make dua, and to ask whatever it is that we want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decree as He wishes in these next 10 nights. So may Allah grant us the best and the ability and grant us the strength, ameen, to get the best of it and to achieve Laylatul Qadr, ameen, walhamdulillah. A few questions that came up. So one person asked, just what is this, the reason why we are so pedantic about making the sufuf straight in salah and standing shoulder to shoulder? Well, this is part of the sunnah, and the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the standing of together is part of salah. It is part of the salah, and until it is done correctly, the sufuf are standing properly, shoulder to shoulder, not one in front of the other, then the salah will not begin. And we know that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that one of the reasons why the hearts are disunited and there's disunity is that the sufuf are not right. Now also imagine, we speak about standing before Allah in rows on the day of Qiyamah, and really salah is symbolic of that. How we would stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we would, every time we stand for salah, we imagine that moment where we would stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Another person asked, so we mentioned that Allah in His infinite mercy, when it comes to deeds where we misdeeds against Him, between us and Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind and forgiving. But when it comes to between us and other people, then Allah does not intervene, and every man for himself. And so the person asks, what do we mean by harming the rights of someone else? Well, there are many aspects of the rights of somebody. There is, as the hadith mentions, the very first thing that Allah will question between people would be the matter of blood, meaning the murderers, the killers. Anyone who physically harmed another person, that will be determined and that will be sorted out, and the retribution will be done right at the beginning in Qiyamah. Then of course, less than killing someone or physically abusing and harming someone, there are other ways. You can insult somebody, you can harm their honor, you can hurt their feelings. All of these things, subhanAllah, how many people's feelings have we hurt? How many people's feelings have we hurt? And all these things will be accounted for, subhanAllah. It will be taken into account. Then of course there's the issue of money and of worldly possessions. How much rands have we taken that was unjust? If we took the rand that didn't belong to us, it belonged to someone else. If we took someone's opportunity, if we took someone's business unjustly, then all these things, subhanAllah, it is the haqq of someone else, and that will be accounted for on the day of Qiyamah. One of the Sahaba, his slaves or his servants stole from him, so he punished them. And then he came to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, they stole from me, so I punished them. What's going to happen? So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if on the day of Qiyamah Allah is going to judge, if your punishment was less than their stealing, then they owe you something. But if your punishment was excessive, more than what they deserve, then you're going to owe them. And they're going to take from you. And he said, what are they going to take from me? Your good deeds, or you're going to take bad deeds? There's no money on the day of Qiyamah. So the Sahaba became so scared, and he said, look, just I set you guys free. I don't want to, because we don't know, subhanAllah. We don't know what is that balance on the day of Qiyamah. And on that point, so subhanAllah, on the day of Qiyamah, after the reckoning, so as we said, you get the scrolls, or you get your deeds in front of you. then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now interrogate those deeds. And it will be a court case where we have to defend ourselves. For some, it will be easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will even pass them without even questioning, without bighayri hisab. Ya Allah, grant us to be amongst them. And then for others, it will just be a review. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't question you. Allah will just say, look at these deeds. Is there anything that you deny in them? Was there any mistakes or errors? Do you have anything to say? And the person will feel, ya Allah, I'm going to fail. Then Allah will say, don't worry. I will cover up whatever you did. This is private between you and I forgive you and go. Then there will be others who, of course, Allah will yunaqish. Yunaqish means he will dispute with him, and Allah will debate with him, and Allah will challenge him on every single thing. And Allah will make his mouth to be quiet, and his hands would speak against him. And Allah will call witnesses against him, subhanAllah. And so it will be a court case unlike any other one. And the person would then, subhanAllah, the humiliation in front of all of mankind. And this will be the difficult judgment. After the judgment and after the questioning is done, the reckoning, now comes the issue of the mizan. The mizan is the scale, the weighing. What does this mean, weighing? So imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on your account there's a transaction. You spent 1 rand in sadaqah, and it's agreed, alhamdulillah, the sadaqah was sincere, Allah accepts it. So 1 rand on your good side. And then subhanAllah, there was a rand which you spent in some haram. So 1 rand against you. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to... So both, you were found guilty on both accounts. It was proven that this rand was yours and you did good, and this rand that you did was your guilty. How does this translate into punishment or reward? How does this relate to? Now comes a weighing. Allah now takes these deeds in these records and He will place it on a scale where He will weigh the magnitude. How serious is the deed? And subhanAllah, it's not the slides, but a hadith which you should all know. And it shows you how Allah has set life up. Allah has made everything that we do, He gave it a point system. Now we call it the divine point system. We are part of not a game, but you're part of an exercise where everything is being graded. Every thought that you have, every word that you say. Now how does Allah mark this exam? As the Nabi says, whoever of you intends to do a good deed and you do it, then Allah rewards you for that good deed without limit. The very lowest you get is 700 times. You give 1 rand, the reward you get, the minimum, if Allah accepts it, is times 700, but the maximum has no limit. One person would go to Jannah just for giving a date sincerely. One good deed that Allah really loves, He has no limit to how much He can reward for it. He can give you Jannah till Firdaus for just giving a slice of bread to somebody. Then, if someone intends to do a good deed, but he doesn't do it, his niyyah was sincere, Allah will give you a reward for that. Then as for the one who intended a bad deed, and he doesn't do it, Allah gives you a reward for that. And then as for the one who intends to do something evil, and he does do something evil, Allah only gives you equal to what you've done. Allah doesn't give you more punishment than you deserve. So for every good deed you do, it's multiplied many, many times over. So you can see this weighing is kind of unfair in our favor. And that is why, subhanAllah, if a person still, their good deeds are not enough to outweigh their bad deeds. Meaning, the 10, 100 times, many times over, the good deeds could not outweigh a lifetime of evil and sin. Then this person is lost. And so the Nabi says, there will be moments on Qiyamah. Aisha radiallahu anha, another beautiful hadith on our slides, she was crying and the Nabi says, what's wrong, Aisha? And she said, I'm scared about Qiyamah, I'm worried about Qiyamah, I'm thinking about it. So then she says, will you remember me on Qiyamah? Will you be there for me on Qiyamah? So the Nabi says, there are 3 moments in Qiyamah where no one is going to care about anybody else, even me. Number one, when the records are handed out. Depending on how you get it, that moment when you're waiting for your record to be handed, you don't think about anybody else. And the moment when the scale is being weighed, when the balance is going, how is it going to tilt? And when you have to cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, which we still need to talk about inshallah. So now the weighing begins. And what would be weighed, as most scholars agree, your book of records. So now that the record is being complete, it's been disputed and debated, now it will be placed on the scale. And as we said, in the records, alhamdulillah, some people, they will open their record expecting to find sin, and they'll page, and they'll see no sin in there. What happened? Ya Allah, I know I did this sin here. What happened? That is the afu that you made dua. In Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'anna. Allah wrote it away, rubbed it away. Like the man yesterday, where he saw his minor sins, and Allah said, it's good deeds now. So now what about the major sins? And the Nabi Islam laughed and said, don't ask the question. Allah has given you a free pass. But now once the deeds and the records have been agreed, now it must be weighed, and you don't know which way the scale is going to go, because every single person, subhanAllah, وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, whoever does a mithqal, an atom's weight of good, خَيْرَي يَرَهُ. You will see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّي يَرَهُ. Whoever does an evil deed, an atom of it, it will be weighed. Everything will be on that scale. So now the deeds will be weighed. And we asked, what are the heaviest deeds on the day of Qiyamah? What are the heaviest things on the scale? The Nabi says, the heaviest things on the scale is good character. Your good character, how you treat people, will be of the heaviest things on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith of a man who passed by, and as the janazah passed him by, the sahaba said, like, mashallah, what a good man. They praised him. And the Nabi says, wajabat, wajabat, wajabat. Like, it has become, now it's confirmed. Confirmed, confirmed. Confirmed what? That you mentioned that he's a good person, so now your testimony is going to get him to Jannah. You mentioned he was a good person, and so the Nabi says, any person when they die, and four people testify that this man had good akhlaq, inshaAllah, it will be enough for him to get to Jannah. Four people to say, this was a kind man. And so Allah says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. So whoever's scale is heavy, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ, then he will be successful and eternally in Jannah. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And whoever's scale is light, he doesn't have enough good deeds, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. So then his home, his actually his mother, his embrace will be Jahannam. His place will be Jahannam. So the things that make the scale heavy, one of it is mentioned, your good character, how you treat people. And certain deeds to Allah, subhanAllah, side note, this hadith, who knows what's the first hadith in Bukhari? The very first hadith of Sahih Bukhari. Innamal amalu bin niyyah. And the very last hadith about in Bukhari is a hadith you also know, kalimatan, khafifatan, two words that are light, khafifatan ala al-lisan, two words that are easy on the tongue, thaqilatan, heavy ala al-mizan, heavy on the scale, subhana rabbi al-a'la, subhana rabbi al-azim. Nabi says, this dhikr is so heavy on the scale, it's like mountains on the scale, just saying subhanallah bihamni, subhanallah al-azim. So this is one of the things that weighs heavily on your good deeds. What is the thing that weighs the heaviest on the good deeds? The thing that carries the most, and also the thing that destroys everything, the opposite of it, is of course tawheed and shirk. As Allah says in the Quran, for the people who committed shirk, فَلَا نُقِيمَنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا, in Surah Al-Kahf, they will come with so much good deeds, but they will have zero, they will have naught to their account. They will have nothing in the good deed scale. Why? Because they had shirk. And that is why, subhanAllah, when we think about the seriousness of Qiyamah and life and death, Allah has made it, there are difficulties to get to Jannah, but really, He's only asked one thing not to do. Don't commit shirk. And do very basic things. Make salah, be a decent person. You will guaranteed, inshallah, you get to Jannah. Don't commit shirk. And so anybody, whether you are whom, and you did so much good in the world, and you helped so many orphans, but if you come to Allah with shirk, فَلَا نُكِيمَ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا. He has zero on his scale of good deeds. And he is finished. As for the thing that carries the most heavy, weighty thing on the scale, is of course the kalima. And we know the beautiful, beautiful hadith, the one that gives us so much hope. Some of these ayat, some of these hadith, when you hear it, you feel there's no hope for me. And then you hear the others and you think, subhanAllah, this, I'm definitely going to make it. With a man who had not one scroll, not two scrolls, he had 99 scrolls. The angels had to come out like encyclopedias of scrolls. And then they rolled it out. And it rolled and rolled until you couldn't see anymore. That's how long the scroll was. 99 of these. And when you looked in it, not a single good deed in there. Only sin. Only sin. So then Allah asked this man, is there anything in here that you dispute? Is there anything that you can say for yourself? And the man says, no, I can't dispute anything. Everything is accurate. So Allah says, let's weigh it now. So the man says, Ya Allah, what's the point of weighing? What's the point of weighing? I know where I'm going. And they said, no, you've got one good deed still. One piece of paper. It's called the hadith of Bitaq. An angel will say, there is one good deed we have for you. One piece of paper, like a card. And we're going to weigh it. And the man says, there's no point in weighing. He gives up all hope. So Allah says, today is the day of haq, justice. We need to weigh everything. And he puts that little piece of paper on the scale, and it outweighs the 99 scrolls of sin. And when you open that paper, what is inside? La ilaha illallah. That he genuinely, sincerely believed in Allah. That he, at some point in his life, he died with conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we say. When it comes to the punishment and the judgment, it is Allah's prerogative to forgive and to assign a penalty. And Allah loves tawheed. He loves that you worshipped Him alone, that you believed in Him so much that He can take a lifetime of sin and just in that moment, cancel it. It's fine, I forgive you. And so this hadith gives us all so much hope that the person with kalima, that hadith that Nabi says, if anyone comes to Allah on the day of Qiyamah with sins going up to the sky, a lifetime of sins. He was a, you know, a waste of time as a person, but he did not commit shirk with Allah. Then he hopes still. Allah says, I can come to you with a world filled with maghfirah, so long as you do not have shirk against you. So that is the heaviest thing on the scale, is your tawheed. Preserve it. Never ever go into any grey area. Maybe shirk or not. Avoid these things. Worship Allah alone. Then of course, Allah can forgive, as we said, but man is not so merciful. After your scales are weighed, and alhamdulillah, a person might think that they succeeded, and they have mountains of good deeds, and their good deeds outweighed their bad deeds, and they're about to be successful, Allah will say, hold on, you have many, many claims against you. And that's the very famous hadith of the muflis. The muflis is the one who is bankrupt. So the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, who is the bankrupt person? And the Sahaba answered in a very accounting-like term, well, the one whose liabilities is more than his assets. The one whose debt is more than what he owns. So the Nabi says, I'm not talking about that kind of bankrupt. Bankrupt on the day of Qiyamah. So the Sahaba said, we don't know, Ya Rasulullah. So the Nabi said, it's the man who will come with a lot of fasting, a lot of tarawih, a lot of Qiyamul Layl and dhikr and many, many khatams. MashaAllah. Weighs on the scale. It looks good. He's about to go to Jannah. But he insulted that one, he backbited this one, he took the money of this person, he didn't pay his employees, he spoke horribly to his domestic worker, he abused his wife and his kids. Allah will say, now this must be settled. And so the Sahaba said, how are you going to settle on the day of Qiyamah when you have no money? No, good deeds is the only currency. So then that man, that wali who was in the masjid 5 times a day, starts handing out his hajj, handing out his tarawih, all of his good deeds go, and the queue is not done until all his good deeds on the scale is finished. What now, Ya Allah? Well, now you take their sin. That man's zina, that man's khamr, that man's drugs goes on your scale. Until now, his scale is on the heavy side, the left-hand side, and he's destroyed, and he goes to Jahannam wa yadhu billah. So at the end of the weighing, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know that there's three outcomes in terms of the scale. There's three outcomes. The person whose scale is heavy, his good deeds outweighed his bad deeds, meaning the sum total of his life was positive. Even though he has sin, Allah subhanahu, after he has handed out whatever qisas between him and the people, he still has more good deeds than bad deeds. Alhamdulillah, he passed, and now he is off to Jannah. And he's basically, he passed. Qiyamah is done for him. And now, there's the last few events that he needs to go through. Then there's a person whose bad deeds outweighed his good deeds. So now the sum total of his life was that he was in the negative. What happens to him now? As we said, if it's only between him and Allah, Allah has the prerogative to forgive. If not, then he must atone. Then Allah will now decide on his punishment. And this is where, as we hope that subhanAllah, the person who did not commit major sins, Allah will forgive him. Allah will wipe away those bad deeds. But if you have major sins on there and you've hurt people, then the atonement might go via Jahannam. But this is still the believer because he has good deeds. So now Allah will prescribe a time period. And this is when the shifa'ah will come out. This is when that man, the sentence about to be given. Allah is about to prescribe the sentence when the Nabi Sallallahu will stand up and make dua for him. Or another believer will stand up and say, Ya Allah, I intercede for him. Or that one khatam that he made, will stand up and say, Ya Allah, please make his sentence easy. That one gift that he had given somebody will come up. And when that sentencing is about to happen, that intercession will alleviate his sentence. And then of course the unique situation of someone whose good deeds and bad deeds were equal. The scale is balanced. This is the person of the A'raf. And we'll talk about them as well, inshallah, in the coming days. So may Allah grant us deeds that are heavy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a scale that will be heavy in the mizan and grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, alhamdulillah. A reminder that this evening, 10 o'clock, is the beginning of the Qiyamul Layl programs for half an hour, 8 rak'ahs, and will continue until the end of Ramadan, inshallah. Those who can attend, please attend. And then we asked yesterday's question. The first thing to be questioned about Qiyamah, the first thing with the right of Allah, is Salah. The most important question is going to be the question of Salah. And then tonight's question, what will weigh heaviest on the scale of the belief on the day of resurrection? Well, the Nabi said, the thing that weighs the heaviest, is it Sadaqatul Jariyah? Is it good character? Is it Tahajjud? Or is it fasting? What will be the heaviest? InshaAllah, easy question. And then now on. Sakina Asmal? MashaAllah. Okay. Oh, and the random price. You can choose a number, Thoba. Zakaria?
25.
Okay, Zakaria. Okay, and anybody got 25? Number 25? Look at the back of your card. 25? Qasan. Okay, so Qasan, number 25. Zakaria and Sakina. MashaAllah. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.